January is National Mentoring Month, celebrating individuals that make a difference in the lives of young people. Kelly Nave from United Way spoke with me about mentoring opportunities in Chattanooga. National Mentoring Month was created 12 years ago to raise awareness of the impact spending time with a young person can make. During a January 3rd proclamation, President Barack Obama paid special tribute to the men and women who enrich the lives of our young people and fortify the unbreakable bonds between one generation and the next.
The point with mentoring is helping children reach their dreams, helping children grow up, helping them learn, helping them be more and do more. And one of the things we have learned, and it's one of the reasons that mentoring is actually a focus for United Way's work in education, is that mentoring, especially for children who are at risk, mentoring makes a difference in their outcomes. And what I mean by that is children who are mentored, who may be from at-risk situations, children from one-parent households, children from low-income neighborhoods, children who maybe aren't reading as well as they should by grades 3 and 4. If those children receive dedicated mentoring, those children are then more likely to drastically improve their reading scores. They're more likely to do better in school. They are less likely to ever do drugs. They are less likely to ever become involved in crime. They're less likely to engage in risky behaviors. And in the case of girls, they're less likely to get pregnant before they graduate high school and less likely to get pregnant before they get married. So we know that mentoring makes a huge impact on children's lives, not just in terms of the quality of their lives or the behaviors, but also in terms of their education and their ability to learn.
Successful mentoring can help improve a child's learning.
We know that if kids learn to read, we know that if they start school with a good vocabulary, then they're going to be reading on target by 3rd and 4th grades. Then they're going to make a successful transition from elementary school to middle school, which is another critical point in a child's development. If they make that transition successfully, then chances are they're going to make a successful transition from middle school to high school, another critical point. And then they're more likely to graduate high school. 35% of Tennessee residents don't have high school diplomas, and it makes a huge difference in the jobs that are available and in earning ability. Education is what equips you for life.
If someone wanted to volunteer to become a mentor, who would they contact?
Their first stop could be the United Way Volunteer Center, and that phone number is 423-752-0316. They could also just go online to the new Volunteer Center website, which is www.ihelpchattanooga.org. There's a lot of volunteer positions available, and even if you don't see something that you're looking for, if you register, build a volunteer profile, then as organizations are looking for volunteers, they can contact you and let you know about what they have available. Another thing you can do if you want to mentor is you could call the local school system to register as a volunteer to work with kids in after-school programs, tutoring, even as a career day volunteer. Another thing that you can do, some of our partner programs that we support are mentoring programs such as Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Chattanooga. They need bigs all the time. Girls Incorporated of Chattanooga, another mentoring program. Northside Neighborhood House does a very extensive GED tutoring program, which is adult mentoring, but also does an after-school homework program for children in elementary, middle, and high school. Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, those are mentoring organizations. another organization that's doing some great work, 4-H. People don't think about 4-H as being mentoring, but anytime you have adults teaching children either about careers or even just about hobbies, working with children in that way, it builds their self-esteem. It broadens their horizons. You're actually being a role model for them. It just helps kids in so many ways. And plus, it makes them feel cared for. So often, we just underestimate how important just something that simple can be in a child's life.
If you are interested in mentoring a child, you can contact the organizations Kelly mentioned or go online to ihelpchattanooga.org. Or you can call the United Way at 423-752-0316. If you know someone who spends time working with children, be sure to show your appreciation during National Mentoring Month. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.